Harmony Hustle for Women, Master the Art of Thriving in Life and Career. Written and narrated by Sekola Lair. Dedication. A special thank you to all the women who came before me and showed me what is possible and achievable. My husband, who for a time loved me more than myself, thank you for your patience, being my safe place and sounding board for all my crazy ideas. For the woman who's tired of hustling harder and ready to feel whole again, this is your invitation back to yourself. You don't have to be broken to begin. A different kind of self-help book. Hey there. If you selected this book, chances are you are managing a lot, from career, raising kids, caregiving, or all of the above. And somewhere between the dishes and deadlines, you've asked yourself, is it normal to feel this tired, this invisible? How can I juggle all these things without losing myself in the process? Why does everyone else seem to manage things better than me? I want you to know something right away. You're not broken, and you're not alone. This book is for the woman holding it together. It's for the woman who shows up every day, even when she's exhausted. The one everyone relies on. The one surviving but longing to thrive. If you've ever thought, it's not bad enough for me to ask for help, I am giving you full-fledged permission to stop waiting for a crisis to happen before asking for support. You don't have to hit rock bottom to choose yourself. You don't have to shatter to shift. You definitely don't have to explain why you want more peace, joy, or me time. There's an old saying that when people know better, they do better. Dr. Thema Bryant reminds us, you can know all the right things and still feel stuck. That's not failure. That's being a human. This means sometimes being human means recognizing our weaknesses aren't holding us back. It's the invisible weight we've been carrying all along. You're not broken. You're carrying more than you know. At some point, every woman feels the frustration of knowing better but not doing better. You've read books, journaled, gone to therapy, maybe even helped others. Yet when it comes to your own life, you stall, procrastinate, or doom scroll on social media. Some people may say that you're avoiding reality. However, that resistance you feel isn't laziness or avoidant behavior. It's the weight of years of societal and cultural conditioning telling us our needs should come last. We've been taught for generations that selflessness is noble, and overextending ourselves is part of being a good woman. These cultural narratives didn't vanish with the right to vote or a seat at the table. They've gotten quieter and sneakier. Today, they show up as staying in toxic work environments because quitting feels like failure. Shrinking in relationships that drain us because we've been told to make it work. Silencing our dreams because it might intimidate others. Pushing past exhaustion because rest feels like weakness. These are prime examples of living in survival mode. The backpack metaphor. Imagine you're standing at the base of a mountain with a backpack strapped on tight. You've mentally mapped out your route to ascend. You've cheered others on who have gone before you. Now it's your turn, but the weight of the backpack feels too heavy to climb. You realize you're not just carrying supplies. You're carrying expectations, generational stories, guilt, and the pressure to get it right. That invisible weight makes every step harder to take. You don't need another push. You need a plan. You don't need more hustle. You need harmony. This book is that plan, a guide to help you unpack what doesn't belong, lighten your load, and carry what matters with intention. Whether you're balancing career and caregiving, longing for dreams yet lived, or craving more peace in your day, this is your moment. We're not chasing perfection here. we're creating rhythm. It's about building a life that works with you, not against you. Why I wrote this book. I didn't write Harmony Hustle for Women because I figured it all out. I wrote it because I've lived it. The burnout, overcommitment, and resentment. And I'm still learning to recognize the signs before I crash. This isn't a story from the finish line. It's a journal from the messy middle. I've walked the tightrope between ambition and exhaustion. I've been the go-to for everyone else while quietly asking, but who's here for me? And when I dug deeper, I realized what we call burnout in women isn't just about being busy. It's about feeling burdened. We inherited patterns that equate self-sacrifice with worth, but self-sacrifice is not the same as self-worth. For years, I tried to chase what other people called balance. Balance felt like an illusion, and the hustle harder culture only made things worse. Around 2010, the boss babe era began, and women were celebrating long nights, early mornings, and the rise and grind mentality. I wanted to believe in it, but it didn't suit me. I was constantly in motion, moving, and pouring from an empty cup. People call it fight or flight. I called it survival. I hustled through migraines, made no time for rest to meet deadlines, and told myself that once I achieved certain goals, then I would slow down. That time never came. When I was in my 30s, I was worn down. I realized I didn't want to be a boss babe. I wanted to thrive and be well. I didn't need the badges of honor for how much I could endure or a plaque that said I did a good job. I needed peace and harmony. That's when I developed the prone technique. I created the prone to power framework in 2013. Every time life feels off kilter, I walk myself through these 5 steps. This process has brought me clarity and calm. Over the years, it has become a part of my personal foundation, and I still return to it whenever I begin to drift from my purpose. It wasn't something I planned. It was created out of necessity. I needed a way to slow down and figure out what truly mattered to me. I needed to find direction when everything around me felt uncertain. Allow me to break it down for you. What is prone? The prone framework is a comprehensive approach to well-being. Let's start with P, for priorities. This is where you focus on what matters most, not what just is urgent. R is for rejuvenate. This is where you protect your peace and energy through rest and restoration. O is for organize. This is where you structure your time, tasks, and space to support your goals. N, you're going to navigate boundaries. Set and uphold boundaries that honor your well-being. And E is for empowerment. This is where you own your choices, your voice, and your vision. The story behind Prone to Power framework. There was a time when I felt completely lost, not just figuratively, but literally. I was juggling a demanding career, growing a business, and trying to keep everything together at home. From outside, it looked like I had it all under control. Inside, I was unraveling. I'd wake up feeling exhausted. I went through the motions and convinced myself that pushing harder was the answer. I thought I could outwork the drama and chaos. I couldn't. The truth was, I had built a life full of movement, one without rest and calm. I was doing it all, but losing sight of myself in the process. Every time life felt out of whack, I would walk myself through these 5 steps. This process has brought me clarity and calm. Over the years, it has become a part of my personal foundation, and I still return to it whenever I begin to drift from my purpose. Let's break it down even further. Priorities. When everything feels urgent, nothing truly gets accomplished. Learning to set priorities is about giving yourself permission to focus on what's meaningful, not just what's screaming the loudest. I used to think saying yes to everything made me reliable. What I learned was that it often made me distracted, depleted, and resentful. Priorities help you decide what deserves your best use of your time and what can wait. When I sit down to refocus, I ask myself, what matters most in this season of my life? Because priorities are not permanent. They shift as we grow, and that's okay. The goal is to realign your actions with your values. R is for rejuvenate. Once you know what matters, you have to make space to replenish. Rejuvenation isn't a reward for working hard. It's the maintenance that keeps you moving forward. For me, it looks like stepping away from my phone, cooking a delicious meal, or simply sitting in silence with a cup of tea. In those quiet moments, I tune the distractors out and can hear myself again. If you're always on the go and running on empty, you'll miss or ignore the signs your body and mind are trying to send you. Rest is not laziness. It's positive personal well-being. You will function better when you're rested, not worn out. Organize. This step isn't about color-coded calendars or perfectly folded laundry, although I admit that part does feel satisfying. It's about creating systems that make your life easier, not more complicated. When things get chaotic, I like to go back to the basics. I write out what's on my mind. Categorize what needs attention now, later, and clear the clutter, both physically and mentally. Organization brings calm because it creates space for what's truly important. It helps you move from reactive to proactive. Once you have some form of structure in your life, you're able to move with intention. It's amazing how lighter life feels. Navigating boundaries. Boundaries used to make me uncomfortable. I thought saying no would disappoint people. What I've learned is that setting boundaries doesn't push everyone away. It invites people that are meant to be in your life closer to you. Navigating boundaries means being realistic about what you can handle and being honest about what you can't. It's about communication, because boundaries aren't walls. They're healthy conversations. When I started defining what I needed, whether it was more rest, more respect, or more space, I noticed something powerful. People began respecting me because I respected myself. Boundaries are a bridge to relationships, not a barrier. They help us meet others and ourselves with clarity and compassion. Empowerment. This is where it all comes together. Empowerment isn't a single moment or a famous buzzword. It's the steady confidence that grows each time you honor your priorities, protect your boundaries, and give yourself permission to rest. Empowerment shows up quietly. It's the peace you feel when you stop apologizing for needing harmony. It's the confidence that comes from knowing your worth isn't tied to your workload. It's the joy of realizing you can build a life that fits you, not the version of you the world expects. The Prone to Power framework became my compass through uncertainty and my guide back to myself. It's what I return to when life feels too heavy, and it's what I share with every woman who feels stretched too thin. Because when you are prone to power, you're not just surviving chaos, you're reclaiming your rhythm, your peace, and your power, one mindful step at a time. Coming home to yourself. When life feels out of sorts, it's easy to believe you've lost your way. The truth is, you're not lost, just momentarily disconnected from what matters most. The Prone to Power framework isn't about adding more to your plate. It's about clearing space for peace, purpose, and presence. Think of it as a gentle reset button, one you can press anytime you feel stretched too thin or uncertain about your next step. The following questions will help you reflect, focus, and realign with the woman you're becoming. I use it to help me in my everyday life, no matter what situation I face. That's why I wrote this book, because I needed a different conversation, one that honored ambition and exhaustion, hope and healing, power and vulnerability. I felt that if I needed something like this, then maybe you do too. What this book is and what it's not. This is not another self-improvement book telling you to wake up at 5 a.m., color code your calendar, and manifest balance while carrying the emotional weight of everyone around you. And you don't need a stricter routine. This book isn't about doing more, but doing what matters. It's for the high-functioning woman who feels hollowed out, the one who smiles on teleconference calls but sighs from exhaustion off camera, the one praised for being so strong, even while she's holding herself together with a hope and a prayer. Here, you'll find soulful questions and mindset shifts to reconnect to yourself, practical strategies that make space for both ambition and ease, permission to rest, reset, and resist the pressure to prove, a compassionate framework that honors your humanity, not just your productivity. Because awareness without action leads to frustration, and action without alignment leads to burnout. It's not about becoming someone new. It's about making space to become who you already are. What this book will do for you. This book is organized around the PRONE framework. So part one is for priorities. You'll find this in chapters 1 to 2. So if you're feeling unclear about what matters most in your life, I recommend you start here. Part two, rejuvenate. You'll find this in chapters 3 to 4. If you're feeling burnt out or exhausted, I suggest you start your journey there. Part three, organize, chapters 5 through 6. If you're feeling overwhelmed by chaos, I will start here. Part four is where you're going to learn about navigating boundaries in chapters 7 through 8. So if you've ever been struggling with boundaries and saying no, head on over to those chapters. And part five is empowerment, chapters 9 through 10. If you're ready to step into your power, start there. This isn't a syllabus. It's a sanctuary. Read it with a highlighter or sneak in a few pages between meetings. Apply the principles and strategies that work for you. Go at your own pace. Your invitation. You don't need to crash to course correct. You don't need to unravel to regroup. You don't need to break down to start again. Harmony isn't fictional. It's a return to yourself, a way of living that honors your goals and your nervous system, your ambition and your well-being. That's what it means to hustle with harmony. It means stop waiting for permission, shrinking back, seeking approval, and managing a life that doesn't feel like yours. It's time to work it, live it, own it. Let's dive in.